News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the government is being urged to follow in the North's footsteps by launching a gift card scheme to encourage people to shop in person, boosting local businesses after the pandemic. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, joins us now. Richard, you think the same thing should happen here. Why?
Well, look, you know, the state has spent billions keeping businesses in situ, and I think it's now time to encourage those businesses to stay in business and to encourage trade. So where we are in Dublin city centre at the moment is we're not at a point where trade is not at the levels that we needed to be to sustain those businesses. Our footfall is about two-thirds of what it would have been in 2019, and that's just, it's not enough when the government supports, which have been very welcome, are withdrawn. So I think, you know, and we've also seen, you know, obviously a migration to online shopping. You know, there's a large increase, the numbers shopping online on a weekly basis is up by half, and the number of people who'd never shop online is
okay.
down by a third.
And all true, all absolutely true. And look, I think everybody is sympathetic. Anyone who's walked around Dublin or Cork or Galway will understand, or any of our towns will understand, this is a problem. It doesn't come cheap, though. I mean, if you're talking, say, 100 quid for everyone, every adult, that's about, what, 220 million quid?
Yeah, no, I think we can be slightly clever on this. I think what we should be doing is and also encouraging something that involves people making an effort and purchasing in a way that perhaps they wouldn't without the support. So I think if you, you know, if you have the scheme whereby people purchase a voucher, say, for example, the cost of the voucher is 100 euro to them, but they get 250 euro back. Well, the VAT on that would, you know, people generally spend more than the voucher amount. So say if they spend 300 or 250, well, the cost then to the state, when you take the VAT elements that people will obviously incur, it halves the cost roughly. So I think, you know, and if two million people, for example, bought a voucher at that level, then the cost of the state will be, you know, be less than 150 million. But in the context of what's been spent, keeping business alive, you know, that's a
okay.
A relatively
small
amount.
What about the effectiveness of it? Is there a danger that, you know, people like myself, I was in town yesterday doing a bit of shopping. I'll go grand. I'll take it. I'm going into town anyway. And that the people who are kind of nervous about coming into town just won't spend it, and that you'll end up just giving vouchers to people who would have been in town anyway.
No, I think that's a valid point, and that's why I'm saying, you know, I think it has to be focused on people who. You know, to encourage people to spend. And I think one of the things that, you know, for business improvement districts like ourselves or chambers of commerce around the country, I think we need to be encouraged to have that spend within the town centres and to basically re-energise the our town centres. So I think we can do a lot with a scheme like this that facilitates marketing and reaching out to people who have been reluctant. And we have a reluctance rate in Dublin of about 20-25%. And I think, you know, as the vaccine is now fairly well rolled out, and we need to be encouraging people to re-engage with our town centres.
Okay.
So I think, you know, something like this could be the stimulus to do that.
Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.